You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. There is new research out indicating that so-called red flag laws could help prevent mass shootings. Recent shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, have led to renewed calls for extreme risk protection orders or red flag laws. New research on these laws were released Monday. Researchers at UC Davis Violence Prevention Research Program studied people who had received extreme risk protection orders in the state of California. The orders temporarily remove guns from owners deemed to be a risk to themselves or to others. We invited Boise State Public Radio Guns in America reporter Heath Drusen into the studio today to talk more about what this research does and doesn't say. Welcome back to the program, Heath.
Good to be here.
So let's just start with, what is a red flag law?
Right. So that's definitely a jargony term. Mm-hmm. What it is it's a mechanism for either family members or law enforcement to report somebody who they think is a threat to either themselves or other people. So a lot of times it's used for suicide prevention. Obviously, what's on people's minds now is mass shootings. And the way it works is you go to a judge and you make your case that this person should have their weapons temporarily confiscated because they're at risk for violence, either to themselves or others. They're state-by-state laws, so the details vary, and obviously the details are important. But in general, that's what it is. You get reported as a risk, and then a judge decides if that's enough to take away your weapons.
Do we have something like that here in the state of Idaho?
No, we do not have a red flag law in Idaho. It's certainly something that's come up as a very controversial issue among certain people. There's a lot of folks here who don't like red flag laws. Although, and we'll get into this a little later, I think we just did a survey in Guns in America that found pretty overwhelming support across the country mm-hmm. for those laws.
So, especially after these two high-profile mass shootings, just the latest in a string of them, who's now pushing for these red flag laws? Is Congress looking into this at all?
So there is bipartisan support in Congress to a certain degree. There's a lot of pushback still from Republicans, but there's some prominent folks like Senators Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham who are supportive of red flag laws. President Trump, after these tragic shootings in El Paso and Dayton, he came out and signaled support for red flag laws. Now, recently, he's made some statements that seem to possibly be backtracking. It's always a little hard to tell, but he has signaled support. It's unclear where he stands at the moment, but there definitely is almost unanimous Democratic support in Congress, and there are some Republicans that seem to be softening their stance on laws like this.
So are there people in Congress who are flatly against red flag laws?
Sure, sure. There are people who are against red flag laws in Congress. There's people who have some concerns about due process, how exactly somebody will get their weapon taken away, and how to stop incidents like maybe somebody who's aggrieved and wants to get back at somebody and, you know, makes a false report, and then that person gets their weapons taken away. So there are people who have serious concerns about civil liberties.
Okay, so let's talk about the study itself. How was it set up?
So California is one of the states that does have a red flag law. And what these researchers did was they looked at more than 400 cases where a report was made to get an extreme risk protection order. Now, in a lot of those cases, guns were not taken away, so they narrowed the list. They winnowed it down quite a bit, and they looked at there were at least 14 cases where guns actually were taken away and where there was an explicit threat of violence. And they looked at those, and then they looked at the outcome. And it's a hard thing to do, right? You can't really prove that violence would have happened, but what did happen in these cases is that when the guns were taken away, None of the folks who had their guns taken away either committed violence against someone else or themselves.
We're speaking with Boise State Public Radio and Guns in America reporter Heath Drusen about a new study concerning red flag laws. So you just made an interesting point that we really don't know if a shooting of any sort would have happened if this red flag law was put into effect. However, just in the last few days, There have been reports that have come out saying that there were three potential mass shootings that were averted here in the United States because people had concerns and reported, correct?
That's right. excuse me. There's three pretty dramatic examples that just came out across, I believe, three different states. All of these folks had threatened mass shootings, and people who had heard them or received text messages about this, they reported them. And in all of these cases, the people were arrested. Now, I need to make clear, this was not a red flag law issue explicitly, but it was along the same lines where people were – they heard something, they were worried these people were at risk for committing violence, and they reported it. And that's important because the director of this gun violence prevention program that did this research, he was saying, you know, why this might be a tool is that mass shooters are rarely quiet about their intentions. And I think we have a cut of him explaining that.
80% of them or so either tell people that they're going to commit a mass shooting or behave in a way that raises really serious concern.
That's pretty shocking to hear. But yet again, every time a mass shooting happens, there is someone who comes forward who says, oh, well, there was this or there was that. They said something or they wrote something. So is this what they were finding in the study as well?
Yeah, when you look through the case studies, and again, you know, we have no way of knowing if these people were going to follow through on their plans. But it's really interesting because you read them and these were not people quietly plotting. These were people talking very loudly about plans. In one case, there's a man who talked about shooting up his family's business. There was some dispute, it sounds like. And he talked in explicit detail about killing a lot of people at the business. Police came, and this was an order that was executed, and they found 26 weapons and confiscated them. There's two really eye-opening cases that these researchers looked at. One of a man who was known as an ISIS sympathizer, and another who was connected to a Syrian group that's actually an Al-Qaeda affiliate. Both of them were waiting to receive weapons. In one case, an AK-47 style weapon, and I know that's a very that's a vague term, but that's actually what the police called it. They were waiting for their weapons. Police came, intervened, and they did not get the weapons.
And that's because in the state of California, again, they have, what, a 10-day
They have a 10-day waiting period. So they were in their waiting period. They did not receive their weapons. And these were both cases of red flag laws being implemented.
So the study just came out yesterday. What is kind of the final take on the study from these researchers?
So the researchers cautioned that this is not a study that shows causation because, again, they can't prove what would have happened. So they're not saying that mass shootings were definitely prevented, but they're saying that there's enough there that this should be thought of as a potential tool to help prevent mass shootings. And again, where these laws are often implemented is also self-harm. It's a suicide prevention tool as well. And suicide is a growing problem in the U.S. It's something that we also cover a lot in our project. So mass shootings make a lot of headlines, but suicides take a lot more lives.
And very quickly, even though it came out yesterday, any response so far towards what the findings were?
Yeah, there's been a lot of response. There's a concurrent poll that we did that shows very broad support for red flag laws. So we've got a lot of people who are supportive of these laws. And then we're also getting a lot of folks who think that red flag laws are really dangerous and that are going to unfairly take away their guns. There's some folks who are, you know, very absolutist in their views on the Second Amendment and think that means that there's almost no cases where the government should be able to take away your weapons.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking more about this and helping us understand this issue and as well as the study. We've been talking with Boise State Public Radio and Guns in America reporter Heath Drusen about a new study just out yesterday through UC Davis regarding red flag laws. Thanks so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
Up next, air traffic control for drones. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.